You're listening to the Yes, I'm Still Sober podcast with John Rabin. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Yes, I'm Still Sober podcast with me, John Rabin. It's episode 44. Today is April 24th, 2019, and it is a rainy day today here in Austin, Texas. It's like 70 degrees outside and probably be the last day in the 70s for a while, I'm guessing. I think it's going to start getting hotter unless it rains again, then it'll cool down. So it's either going to be gross or hot as fuck. And that's what we deal with in Texas. But so I needed to get into this. I just looked and saw that the president was speaking at the 2019 RX Drug Abuse and Heroin Summit. And just to let you know, this should come as no surprise. This motherfucker's not going to help you, us as a whole. This is it's funny because the looking at the coverage, it's ending opioid abuse has been a key promise of the Trump administration, except that you can't end opioid abuse. People are going to abuse a drug as long as it's available. And so the only way you're going to do that is to get rid of it, but you can't get rid of it. It already exists. Once something exists, people are going to get their hands on it. But that's fine. But of all of Trump's priorities, it has gotten the least attention and the most bipartisan support. Well, yeah, that's why it's gotten the least attention. He's not going to pay attention to something that people support. He's like, I got that covered then. You know, I have to pay attention to the stuff that people are fighting, because that way I can look like I'm getting attacked and garner support and sympathy by, look at these people attacking me. And sure enough, I mean, he immediately goes into when he's talking about the opioid abuse prevention, he starts describing as the system being rigged. I had the system rigged on me. This is where he's going. So I don't know, you know, and I'm looking at other, I was looking at other articles, and like the DEA has been busy. They've been busting, different pharmacies and just like pill factories and different things, and you know, good on them, I guess. But that's also doesn't help people who are addicted. I don't see getting a whole lot of financial support for rehab. So if you're really getting the shit kicked out of you by drug addiction, you're gonna have to go to a meeting. You're gonna have to do what you can, you know, get help yourself, because this is not, if you're relying on the government to come in, it's not this administration. No, not gonna help you. But that's fine. Is it though? No, it's not. By the way, I didn't want to come out, everybody, as a downer right off the bat. It just was on my mind. I was just looking at that. I'm like, well, I guess I'll start with that. I hope you're having a good week. If you're sober, I hope you're staying sober. It was good. There's a comedian who here in Austin who he's been sober for a few months, and he has been really working on himself. He goes to NA, and he's been Narcotics Anonymous, and he's been really working on himself, and he did really well in the got into the semifinals in the Funniest Person in Austin contest, which is just a comedy contest, and it's arbitrary, but something he really wanted, and it was a goal that he accomplished, and he got in because he's fucking funny, and he's been working on himself. His name's Lando Shepherd. You should check him out. He's fucking great, and I'm really proud of him. I've been doing well. I've just been, you know, living. And I saw something that I wanted to talk about that brings up a lot of things. I saw a really great movie that I am going to highly recommend called Don't Worry, He Won't Get Far on Foot. And it's a movie by Gus Van Sant, and it stars Joaquin Phoenix, and it's got Jonah Hill, and they're both just fantastic. They're really good. Jack Black's in there. He's great. And it's about John Callahan, who is a cartoonist who is an alcoholic who became paralyzed and eventually became a cartoonist. But the whole movie is following him bottoming out as just a fucking terrible drunk. Just like there's so many degrees of alcoholism, and it's great. You watch it and you're just like, oh, Jesus, I'm glad I wasn't that kind of an alcoholic, but I was my own kind. But it was so it's definitely. It's not a fun watch. But it was entertaining, moving, emotional. But there's this quote in it. There's this scene where Jonah Hill plays his sponsor named Donnie, and Joaquin Phoenix is John Callahan, and it's this scene in one of their group sessions, and I'm just going to read this quote here. Yeah, I don't think this episode's going to be funny. People looking for the laughs, you may want to go. But really, come on. What am I going to be on for, like, 12 more minutes? Come on. Stick around. You're already here. You're listening to this because you don't want to work, right? Or you're in the car. Come on. Keep listening. Anyway, so John goes, I kind of thought that my group story would end with an epiphany. Like, I'd break down and cry and be cured forever. Nope. No, I don't feel that different now. I don't. I don't feel like I had the big moment. And then Donnie says, this is the big moment. There's no lightning bolts that shoot you and cures all your shit. There are discoveries and epiphanies and moments of clarity, but this doesn't just go away. You have to wrestle with this shit every day. Some of that pain will remain there forever. Some of the shame will remain there forever, but you have to fight with it. Or you'll fucking die. And that, I don't know, it was just, it really kind of hit me because people are different. How they, and people forget this, I think, when they don't have empathy for others who are suffering from different types of mental illness and stress, how they can't handle certain aspects of life as well as some people think that they should. Oh, life's hard for everybody. You don't see me crying. Yeah, you miserable prick. We don't see you crying. Maybe you should keep that all pent up inside. But that's the thing is that, addiction and recovery is the same kind of shit. People are going to handle that differently. And it's weird to me because there are people that have to go to meetings all the time. And, they do because they do struggle with it every day. And I don't. I don't have to go to meetings. I still do my own work every day. And I still have I still think about that past life, and I still think about how I was. Like, memories still come up and everything. But I'm at a point now where it's not a struggle, really. It's not something that I fight with every day. And you almost feel guilty. Like, sometimes I almost feel like it's kind of like I'm a fraud. Like, I get the thoughts that, you know, why am I not suffering as much as I used to? You know, you start doubting, was I really that bad? Did I really have a problem? Did people, you know, are people giving me too much credit for staying sober when it doesn't seem to be that hard? Because it's really easy to forget the struggle that you were in. Because it was difficult. I did have a, you know, that's like the thoughts that I have. And then you kind of sit with that, and then you go back and you go, all right, come on, let's really think. You're not remembering everything correctly. There are moments that, you know, being on probation, sober, living in a sober house, having to ride the bus, not working 40 hours a week, not getting paid very well, having to do food stamps. It's not food stamps, but, you know, getting support for a couple of months, you know, stuff like that was just, you know, that was not easy. It was not encouraging. You know, I wasn't doing comedy because I was focusing on me. I wasn't going to just start tackling another thing yet. So, yeah, that was tough. And I need to not forget that just because it's not tough now, the reason that it's easier now is because I put in the fucking work early. Also, I know I'm getting more and more followers, so I keep forgetting to mention this, so let me bring it up again. The email address for this podcast is stillsoberpod@gmail.com. If you have any questions or anything that you want to run by me, you know, you can email me. I'm doing a much better job of checking it. I didn't check it very well at the beginning. Would only check it every couple of weeks, and that's dumb. But I'm doing a lot better. I'm definitely checking the email now. So definitely, and you can always message, you know, through Facebook or whatever. But you know, not that I have any kind of expertise other than, you know, I'm an expert on my self-destruction. Really good at that. I know my self-destruction really well. I know my patterns. But you know, because the whole idea is that you know, the only person that can, it's going to help you is you, but you need, you know, you may need encouragement. You may need maybe some kind of bullshit that I say will trigger thoughts and something will click that'll help you take that next step or continue walking like you're doing. Because, If you don't remember anything, just remember, you know what? You're doing great. Keep it up. You're doing all right. You're still here. Life's hard. You know, it's either hard physically or it's hard mentally or it's hard emotionally or it's all three. I don't know. There's a lot of things that are exhausting. There's a lot of negativity in the world. There's a lot of people that shit on other people. And, I mean, I love to shit on people. I love to shit on things. But I try to do it for a laugh. That's my justification. But in seriousness, though, it can be too much, and I get that. I know, It's encouraged me to spend less and less time on social media, as I bring up almost every week on this fucking podcast. I think I talk about how much social media sucks almost as much as I talk about sobriety. I think it's a, you know, if I had to, you know, rename the podcast to be, yes, I'm not on Facebook right now. Yeah, that's the other thing, incidentally, with the tone and the name of this podcast, it was funny because it was sort of that, you know, like fictional people going, are you still sober? Yes. Yes, I'm still sober. But that's more like, that's more my response to the, that other part of me that's like, are we still doing this bullshit? Really? Yes. Yes, we're still doing this bullshit. This is who we are now. See you next week. Like, sure you don't want to? No, man. We're in our 40s. What the fuck are we doing? No, we're not going to do that again. You didn't get enough? Come on. All right. So, but yeah, that's... Yeah, feel free to email me if you have any questions. But that's that was the thing, is that really, there's key moments in that movie and there's key quotes that that were just like, I don't know, they just kind of rocked me. It was pretty good. One of them was like, I think one of them was the Donnie telling John that maybe, you know, because of being paralyzed, he's like, maybe God made you weak so that you could become strong, that kind of stuff, which is it's kind of an interesting concept, because that's really, for me personally, the way I was able, the only way I could get better was I had to lose everything, because it's really hard to take risks and to take next steps when you've got a bunch of shit that you're afraid of losing. So when you lose it, then you're actually able to do something. That's that, it's like the quote in Fight Club in the book, which is where Tyler says, getting fired is the best thing that could ever happen to you because you can stop treading water and do something with your life. And it's an interesting spin. It's like, ooh, Tyler Durden, a beacon of positivity. Glasses half full with Tyler. But it is, man. It's that's the thing, is that, you know, tragedy and loss allows you to grow and be able to do things. It's when you have a bunch of stuff that you don't feel like taking that next step. It's just like, oh, I mean, I don't know. I'm comfortable. Hate being comfortable. Anyway, yeah, I'm gonna let you guys go, but let's end this positive. I just deleted and recorded about 6 more minutes, and I was bitching about something, and then I kind of decided I ran out of steam, and then I realized I didn't have a point. So you didn't get that part. You're not hearing me bitch for 6 minutes about crowdfunding. I went on a tirade, and I was trying to make it a positive spin, but it just evolved into talking about how you should earn things. And like, the more I talk, the older I sounded. So we didn't go that direction. Just know that that was there, and that's how I think about that, but that's not important. So instead of that, let me just encourage you just to keep this in mind until next week. There's a lot of, you know, there's a lot of stuff going on. There's a lot of shit in the world. There's a lot of people yelling. A lot of people are upset. A lot of people are hurting. You're going to read a lot of really negative shit. But just realize that's because positive things that are happening and people being good to each other doesn't get reported. It doesn't get, it doesn't go viral. Reasonable thoughts, rational thinking does not go viral. Reasonable and rational opinions do not get a lot of clicks. on stupid websites like Vox and all those. You're not alone if you think things are just, people are overreacting on stuff. Like, it's you're not alone. There's a lot more of you than there are of them, of the extreme left, extreme right, people fighting with each other, talking about, you know, the presidential campaigns coming up and people are having these policies and everything else. And, you know, it's, I don't know, just realize that it's okay. Things are okay. You're okay. Just, you know, you're doing great. Keep it up. All right? Don't lose your shit. If you're reading things and it's starting to, I mean, if it's just feeling overwhelming, get the fuck off of Facebook. Quit reading the news. Limit your news. You know, don't, quit having FOMO. FOMO with the news. You don't need to be that informed. I don't care what people were saying. They were saying that. People have been saying, you got to keep yourself informed. Do you, though? Not if it fucks you up emotionally. Not if it just weighs on you. You don't need to be that informed. You know? Talk to people in person. Enjoy your life a little bit. Get off the internet for a little bit. But that's the one thing I could say, you guys. You're doing great. Keep it up. There. That's as positive as I'm ever going to get. You know, write that down. No, I've heard him get positive. He did that one time. I don't know, it was sometime in April. Did some kind of positive affirmation bullshit. Honestly, it kind of turned me off. So, anyway, thank you guys. We will see you next week. This has been Yes! I'm Still Sober! I'm John Raven. Later.